This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation, one of the great organizations in this town, really moving the needle and doing for others. Natalie, good morning. I hope you're doing well. Tell me what you're hearing from donors and people that you deal with on a daily or weekly or monthly basis. What's the thought out there about trying to help?
Good morning. Well, they're like all of us. They're trying to navigate their own response to the pandemic, but very giving and giving in volunteer hours, giving in dollars, waiting to see what this next wave of need will be. So we've discussed in the past that, you know, first we were very responsive and we were on the front line. Now, just like business owners and the nonprofits, along with all their expenses, we're trying to figure out how to reopen. So we have donors now that are directing funding to help get sanitizers in place, to help with masks because they have to have masks for all their staff and everybody that visits as they reopen. So we're seeing a shift into that funding, and it's been pretty amazing because sometimes there's resistance to fund operating, right? Everybody wants this end project, these end results. Now we have donors who are saying, we want to help their bottom line.
Well, I love the fact that people are thinking differently, right? I mean, because this is something different than we've seen in our lifetimes, for sure. But yet Friday, there's some optimism about tomorrow. You know, people are going to be able to open up a little bit and, you know, a step at a time, and people need to be responsible. If folks want to give, you know, there's still people out there that you know, this year is going to be remembered for a lot of things. Right. But the amount of giving that's still out there is astonishing to me. Why is the Community Foundation such a great choice? Because you really sort of do all of the legwork for people.
We do. And you know, I would say we partner with United Way, and we're very responsive. We were both blessed with grants coming from a state fund, so we were able to respond to a lot of the nonprofit's needs. And we're just their partner. We want to see everybody succeed in our community because that is how the social services get to the people who need it. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, these really odd requests. So like Amber Kaler, she just submitted for a grant, and it was for an atomizer gun, which is so that she can sanitize the museum. And so, you know, things we never thought we were going to see. It's just a different world. So they need help, and they need all new signage. And I mean, they just, like every business right now, it's just a whole new set of needs.
All right, talk to me about the grant application process.
So we have an online grant application that can be found at MaconCountyGives.org. And we're open to any nonprofit in Macon County can apply for services, as well as some churches that have food pantries, and that explains all that online. And then Debbie Bogle and the United Way are handling a lot of the food distribution, as well as some direct funding for needs. So like we've talked in the past, to go to Dove or to DMCOC, if you need help with your rent, mortgage, food stability, those kind of things. So really, I mean, the nonprofits come to us to apply, and then every individual that needs help should go to United Way's page, uwdecatur.org, and there is a list of all the resources that are available to individuals.
Hey, I would mention, I saw a comment somewhere on social media on one of our posts with the mayor from a landlord or something, basically complaining that the tenants weren't paying the utilities and the landlords were then responsible if it's not in their name. And I thought, well, you know, maybe the landlords need to be doing a little bit of investigating, because they could point their tenants towards these resources.
You know, and we just had a beautiful story to that point. Lisa Stanley at the Decatur Township had a group of landlords, or one landlord that owns multiple properties, and they actually called her and thanked her because so many of their tenants have received help from these funds that are available. So there are funds. The landlords could say, hey, are you aware? I know you're behind on your rent. I want to help you make the rent. You can go apply. And they get the check within 2 days. I mean, it's amazing. So it's just a resource that we have to keep hammering people that is available.
Yep, utilities as well. UWDecatur.org. Just go to the COVID-19 resources page. We've also got some other fun things and exciting things that we're working on. Natalie, I appreciate you so much. And a big, if you'll pass along our thanks to Matt as well, because starting next Friday, June 5th, we're going to start giving away $500 for three straight Fridays, sponsored by Beck Tech, and helping to support the St. Teresa Mega Raffle. The Beck family has meant so much for this community over the years, and you're such a big part of that. We thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, Natalie Beck and the Community Foundation.
You've been listening to the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit neuhoffmedia.com.